Afternoon, everybody. Talking to the team and watching tape, very similar to what we talked about after the game. And with the Ravens offense, I think it's first thing you have to do is be able to effectively stop the run. And then you have to limit the big plays that they're able to generate, and they have been able to generate them this year and last year. And then you got to find a way to somehow disrupt Flacco. And I don't think we did any of those three things very well. And I think offensively, it's going to start and be a big part of the determination of the game is turnovers. And when you have four turnovers, it's going to be hard to impossible to win any game. I thought we did some decent things running the football. I thought that Jerome did some nice things when he had his opportunities. I know there's some plays where I'm sure he feels like he could have got even a few more yards than he did, and some of that will come with experience. And I thought that on special teams, it was a pretty solid effort, especially giving our defense an opportunity a couple different times to get him backed up. And thought the coverage units overall were sound. And in the return game, thought it was better, but we have a chance to, I think we had two returns of 30-plus yards. Those could have been bigger than they were. And there's nothing secret about what we have to do. We've got to focus on the fundamental things that are important and improve those and be more sound in all three areas. And to do that, we're gonna address it. We're gonna work on it. We're gonna look at it from a scheme perspective, from a player's perspective, and focus on those things and get those things better and move forward. So with that, open up to questions.
You stick with Brady this week as a starter?
I'll make that decision and let you guys know on Wednesday.
When you're making that decision, do you get any kind of pulse of the locker room, a sense of what guys in there feel about that?
What I'm look at is who I think gives us the best chance to win the next game, and that's the most important thing. And I think both guys did some things on Sunday that were positive, and when you have turnovers, it's hard, and you got to be able to move the ball consistently, and got to be able to take advantage of opportunities that are there, and something we have to improve on offensively.
Do you give Derek a little bit of a pass on some of those interceptions because of the situation that he was in, and just trying to get back in the game, or?
I think it is a tough situation when you come in down the way that we were down, and he made some really nice plays to move the ball, especially the 3rd and 16 play. I thought was a really nice play. But that being said, there's some other plays where you just gotta throw it away and either give us a chance to play the next play or punt the ball away and not give the opponent field position that's usually going to result in points.
Do you see any progress from Brady Quinn from that first game through now? And if so, what?
Yeah, there were things that he's done better, and there's some things that he did better based on what we're trying to accomplish. And he did have a high completion rate for the plays that he was in for, but it'll still come down to being able to move the team consistently and being able to make good decisions with the football.
Third down, I mean, you know, Brady now is 6 for 30 on third down, and the offense just can't seem to stay on the field or sustain a drive when he's been in there. Can you talk about that?
A lot of that, Mary Kay, comes back to what we do on first and second down. And when you get in, and this was actually better in terms of the amount of third downs we had, less than 10, when you're working on third and longs on a lot of situations, it's hard to convert. It's really hard to convert. We did a better job putting ourselves in a position where we're in third and more manageable, and we've got to be able to execute on those and execute them on a much higher percentage than we have been in order to sustain drives, to play complementary football, and keep the defense off the field. And it's key. It's going to be key each week, and it'll be key. It's key defensively as well to be able to get off the field on third down.
When you were talking to us yesterday, Eric, you said that you're going to identify what you do well on offense and then try and improve on that. What do you think you do well on offense?
Well, you got to look at it from a lot of different in a lot of different areas. Some of it's based on personnel in terms of the groups that we're in. Some of it's based on how we distribute players. Some of it's based on how we execute plays. Some of it's based on the game planning for that specific opponent. And you go through that whole look at the ways that you can, the things that have been successful, that have generated positive plays, and see which ones you can carry over week in and week out. And you may have to build them a different way in order to get the same result, especially if it's formation specific. But you look at those, and then you incorporate whatever is going to be specific to that opponent, and maybe there's carryover between the two, maybe there's not.
I mean, can you just, you know, say, yeah, we do this well, we do that well? I mean,
you're going to go through and make the determination of if you generated a certain amount of positive plays with this play, based on the percentage of times you ran it, then you make the assumption that something to do well. Now you got to look at it in a little bit more of a context. Was it well executed, or was it something that maybe was a pass that generated a first down, but it was based on a scramble? Well, the pass component of that really wasn't necessarily the successful thing, and you don't want to bank on scrambling to get a first down.
There are plays
that we've run, or concepts that we've run over time through training camp, OTAs, and through the season. They may be built a little bit differently, so it's not all foreign to both guys. And then you do look at things that each guy's more comfortable with, and you bring that component. It wasn't a radically different approach.
Obviously, you're involved with the minutiae of preparing for games, et cetera, but most of the people who watch the team, you know, the thousands and thousands of people, probably have the same reaction right now. Within context, they're very depressed about this start and are having just very disappointed about, the new regime, not only being able to win games, but not look very good in the process. How do you process that dynamic?
Well, I think there have been things that we have done well, and I think that it's going to be a function of fixing the things that we haven't done well. And that takes a lot of work. It takes consistent effort, and that's something we're committed to, and committed to winning. In the short term, we're committed to winning in the long term and creating an organization that can win year in and year out. And that's the vision, that's what we'll work at, and that's what we're going to do.
Respectfully asking this follow-up to that, but the fans are in pain right now. Do you feel their pain?
I think that there's nobody happy with where we are right now, and that's That's across the board. And that being said, now it's doing something about it and doing something to change the outcome. And that's got to be deliberate, and it's got to be collective. And it's going to be worked on day in and day out, night in and night out, until it's right.
From the outset, it looks like you guys aren't close to winning just by the margin of defeat. Does it feel that way to you?
I think that the position we were in Denver was inherently winnable. I think that where we were in Minnesota was winnable, and I think that regardless of what the score is at halftime, you can overcome those deficits. And but it's you have to chip away at it. There's no 20-point touchdown. There's no magic play that can give you 20 points. You got to go out and get the first one, then make a stop and get the second one. And that's not a that's just the reality of it.
Is there more work to do here than you originally thought?
I think anytime you come in a new situation and you're putting together a program and a program that's designed to continue to grow and build and make progress, it's going to take time. It's going to take effort. It's going to take a lot of hard work, and it's going to take a lot of people doing that together day in and day out. And that's not unique to this situation. It's been part of these situations before, coming into a new environment and working to get it right. New England, New York, New York again. So there's a way that you have to do things, and you have to be consistent, and you have to be deliberate, and you have to work extremely hard every single day to get those results. And you have to build for the short term, and you have to build for the long term.
The first two games, the problems tackling was more limited to the secondary, and it seemed like it was just infectious yesterday, and everyone seemed to struggle bringing down ball carries. I'm curious as to whether you feel that's a kind of a disturbing trend.
Well, it's fundamental football, and it's something that we worked on it during training camp. We worked on it last week. We'll work on it every single week of the season. It's like blocking, tackling, blocking, throwing the ball, catching the ball. There's core fundamentals that you have to do well, and you got to be able to leverage the ball carrier. You have to be able to wrap up the ball carrier. You have to understand where your help is, where you fit in those things, and then when you get to the point of contact, then you have to execute. But it's like the snap. It's fundamental football, and we've got to get better at fundamentals.
And I do, look at yourself and say that you have to approach anything differently?
I ask the same thing of myself and the coaches that I ask of the players, is what can you do better that you did last week to get a better outcome? And we analyze each game, look at the things we did well, the things we did poorly, what preparation errors were, what personnel mismatches were, how we could have practiced better, how we could have implemented the game plan better, and that's ongoing, and we'll do it at all times, is analyze it, and there's plenty that we can do better as well.
Okay, then specifically, what do you think you could do better?
Well, I think that we're going to have to continue to emphasize fundamentals and spend a lot of time on that, and get to some things that we can operate very effectively at. And while doing that, still be able to move for the game planning element, because that's important. You have to be able to adjust to who your opponent is. And there's a balance there. And continue to look at the best way to strike that balance. Continue to look at the breakdown of practice and see how much time is spent on fundamentals, how much time is spent on scheme, and where we need to adjust it. There's tons of things. I'll look at all the different aspects and try to figure out a better way to do it.
You talked about taking a consistent approach. Does changing quarterbacks after three games, does that go against that idea?
Well, I think one of the things about being consistent is to always try to play the best players that give you the best chance to win. And sometimes that's what consistency is to make sure that guys who are on the practice squad have the opportunity to come up to the active roster. Guys who are inactive have the opportunity each week to play themselves onto the 45. And that's important. That's important that they understand everybody needs to keep improving. And everybody who doesn't like the position that they're in right now or wants to change that position has a chance each day to come in here and make a case for themselves. And I believe in that. So those guys that are on the practice squad, if they want to get bumped up, make a case. Guys that weren't active, make a case. Guys that are active, they need to make that case each week. Do they want more playing time? Then go out and show that they deserve it. And the important thing is always have an environment where they can do that. Otherwise, you know, they'll look at it as something where it doesn't matter what I do, I can't change my current situation.
Eric, on top of everything else that you've had to deal with on the field, the grievance was officially filed today over the water bottle. How do you feel about just your authority being questioned over something like that?
Grievances are common. People grieve at every single team. This is it's not unique at all. And I think what would be more surprising is if 90% of the fines aren't grieved. And that's not just with us, it's with any team.
What will go into your decision on the quarterback? What will the process be like?
Well, going back and look at the game, but I'll look at some other things. I'll look at the operation when both guys were in, and then look at who gives the best chance to move the ball consistently.
Factor in, I mean, your defense, I mean, through some fault of its own, of course, is spending a whole lot of time out on the field. I mean, do you have to take all of that into consideration that you need to sustain offensive drives?
I think it's important. I think it's important not to play on a short field. It's hard to play very effectively when you're playing on a short field, and that goes into turnovers. It goes into special teams. And then defensively, the same thing is if they're playing backed up, being able to keep them backed up. That's part of each side helping the other side be successful. And you want to be able to give the defense a chance to rest and come back and ideally put our offense out as quickly as we can.
Eric, outside of the quarterback situation that you decided, are there other personnel decisions in terms of playing time, significant playing time this week that you're contemplating?
I really look at that every week, and I look at who's practicing the best, who's executing the best, who's making the least amount of mental errors, who's making the strongest case to help us that week, and have switched roles throughout my time as a head coach, as a coordinator, as a position coach. That's pretty common in terms of somebody standing out, and you have to be able to reward that, and you have to be able to show the players that if they perform at a level, then they have a chance to play more or to get bumped up, and vice versa, get bumped down.
This is Eric's, Brady's third year, but he's still a young quarterback. Are you concerned about how he's going to take the pull from the game yesterday and as far as his growth process?
I think that a lot of quarterbacks go through different challenges, and the one thing about Brady is he's a very hard worker, and he looks to constantly correct the things that need to be corrected. And he's also a pro and a good teammate, just like Derek is and Ratty is. And I would expect with anybody whose situation changes that being inherently competitive, they'd fight to change it back. And being a pro and a good teammate, they'd work to help the team continue to improve. And that's what I expect from everybody.
You obviously needed time to pick a starter in the preseason, but do you think that by having to split the snaps evenly throughout the preseason, it didn't give either guy a chance to form a rhythm with the offense?
I think the only people that didn't get the same amount of snaps were the three and the four that they typically get during a training camp. Look at the amount of reps that Chad Pennington got when he was a starter versus the amount of reps that both these guys got. It's very comparable. In terms of the play time, it's pretty comparable. So I feel comfortable with the way that we split it up, with the thought, the time, the effort that went into making sure that it was spread out the right way, and working with a lot of different people and giving everybody a chance to improve.
At the first pick over on the left sideline, just to clarify, was that pretty much all Quinn's fault, or could Edwards have come back on that ball and help prevent the interception?
Well, it was it'd be a tough ball to get in there the way that the coverage was, and there was some initial disguise, but as unfolded, it ended up being rolled up, so the corner is going to be harder out there than if they were in like a three deep or some kind of post safety defense. So it's a hard ball to complete, and there's a high chance of it going the other way.
One more guys, could
you have overrated any of the guys on this 53-man roster?
Well, what you're doing is you're trying to take the best 53 from the guys that you have, and I think that there's a lot of guys here that they can improve on things that they're doing, and that's what it's going to take. It's going to take the guys that are on the 53 to keep improving, and all of us to keep improving. And it's a pretty simple answer. And it's a very specific challenge that you face each day, coming in, identifying weaknesses, improving on them individually, and improving on them collectively. And it takes consistency, it takes hard work, it takes discipline, and that's what I expect, and that's what we're going to do. And we're gonna work at it and improve.
Mary Kay, last one.
There's a theory in some camps that, when you have a younger, inexperienced quarterback, and perhaps you guys, maybe this wasn't supposed to be a playoff season, that you just let him play it out, see what you have, so that you really know going down the road. Does that factor into your decision?
Well, I think you have two quarterbacks that have worked really hard, that have competed very hard, that have both made cases for themselves, and without being able to look at each situation individually, I really evaluate it based on the situation that we have. And I appreciate the way these guys have worked and competed, and I like that the competitiveness they've shown. I like the professionalism they've shown. And like I said, with that, Mary Kay, it's tough to know what the other quarterback situations are, so I'm really looking at it based on our situation.